Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. As we hear new clues about the FBI probe involving several top officials in the Adams administration, calls mount now for at least one of them to resign. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, Susan, good morning. You know, we've heard from Councilmember Lincoln Ressler of Brooklyn, along with Robert Holden of Queens. They are both Democrats, and they are both calling for Police Commissioner Caban to step down. In fact, Holden spoke on CBS New York over the weekend.
We have to have confidence that he's staying within the law. He sets an example for the whole department.
So we'll see if anyone else jumps onto those calls for Caban to leave. Now, Mayor Adams, for his part, appeared at churches, two of them in Brooklyn yesterday, comparing himself to the biblical figure Job when he was speaking, and then made some comments to reporters.
And you know my three lines: stay focused, no distractions, and grind. The reporter asked me this morning, do you feel you're a prosecutor? No, these are Job moments. These are moments where your faith becomes stronger because you know your heart, you know what your commitment.
Now, the mayor has several public events today. We're also hearing that he's going to be briefed by the NYPD and FBI in that thwarted terror attack that targeted the Jewish community here in the city. So, of course, we'll keep you updated through the day here. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here at City Hall.
Well, the Daily News is reporting that the brother of one of those being probed has a number of clients with business interests before the Adams administration, but is not registered as a lobbyist. This would be Terrence Banks, a former MTA employee who's now a government relations consultant, who is also the brother of Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Phil Banks. His other brother, Schools Chancellor David Banks, is the partner of the first deputy mayor, who is also under scrutiny. In addition, the paper says the FBI is also looking into James Caban. He is the older brother of the police commissioner. James is a former cop who works as a security consultant for nightclubs in the boroughs. A 27-year-old man was brutally beaten by a large group of people in Times Square last night. This was just after 9 o'clock on Broadway and 40th Street, where the guy suffered a serious eye wound. He's at Bellevue in stable condition. The group took off running south on Broadway. So far, no arrests. Police are asking for help catching the man who beat another man, a 68-year-old, yesterday afternoon in Whitestone, Queens. That happened at the Whitestone Expressway and 3rd Avenue following some kind of argument. The victim was socked in the face. He was taken to Methodist Hospital in stable condition. We'll have photos of the suspect going up at 1010winds.com. Meantime, cops are also out with new photos and video of the suspect wanted in last Thursday's attempted rape in East Flatbush. That was on Tilden and Brooklyn Avenues, where some creep went after a 75-year-old woman. Those images also going up on our website. Just days away from the 23rd anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks, a new look at the casualties since that day. Jillian Crane is the president and CEO of the First Responders Children's Foundation.
9/11 was so long ago, and yet the FDNY has lost over 380 firefighters since then to 9/11 related illness. So all of these children are still being impacted from what happened.
Well, a report from the National Institute of Mental Health finds an alarming number of children, of first responders in general, 35%, have symptoms of an anxiety disorder. Over the last 23 years, Crane says the foundation has supported more than 700,000 first responder families and more than 1.4 million children. That's through financial grants, mental health counseling, scholarships, and more. You can learn more at this website. It's the number 1strcf.org. A new move to reverse what amounted to a tax hike for many folks in our area under legislation that was passed under the Trump administration. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer.
I will be in Ridgewood later today, announcing action we're taking to fully get back the state and local tax deduction, or SALT. It is expiring under the current cap, and we will do everything we can to get the full deduction back, which will give huge tax cuts to hardworking families across the state of Jersey.
Prior to the $10,000 cap, you'd be able to deduct all of your state and local taxes from your federal return. But now critics say the cap basically means you're getting taxed twice on the same income. Gottheimer, meantime, is also announcing an online platform where New Jerseyans can weigh in. It's gottheimer.house.gov/salt. All right, just so you don't get surprised this morning, the price to ride NYC Ferry is going up today. The regular ticket price rises from $4 to $4.50 with a 10-ticket bundle going from $27.50 to $29. The cost of the discount program also rising from $1.35 to $1.45 one way. That's for seniors, low-income riders, and those with disabilities. Also, you just want to be aware that the ferry's fall schedule also begins today, so be sure and double-check your route. A woman under arrest for allegedly stabbing another woman in Coney Island last night. That was just before 7 when police were called to 2750 West 33rd. The victim had been stabbed once in the torso and is stable at Coney Island Hospital. So far, no word on a motive or charges. A 42-year-old statue of the baby Jesus that was vandalized over the summer at the Holy Family Roman Catholic Church in Fresh Meadows has been repaired now and was blessed Sunday by clergy. Father Sean Sukiel tells CBS2 they are in the business of forgiveness.
We do forgive you. We are in the business of forgiving, and we hope and pray that whatever he's going through, that he finds peace in his own heart and his own life.
Well, the suspect is expected in court at a later date. Nassau County Police asking for help catching whomever it was who splashed red paint on a couple of banners outside the Shelter Rock Jewish Center in Roslyn. That was back on August 30th when the banners reading "We stand with Israel" and "Bring them home now" were both defaced. They have since put up security cameras, but if anybody has information, you're asked to call 800-244-TIPS. The NYPD on the hunt for a vandal in Manhattan. Some guy cut up the Israeli flag hanging outside the restaurant ZZ in Chelsea at 182 8th Avenue. That was last Tuesday night, but it's actually not the first time. The same restaurant was targeted back in May when someone drew swastikas over their flag. The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. Anyone with information on that is asked to call the city's Crime Stopper hotline, which is 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.